Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Dog King and the Borf of Uli, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Max and his family from Ottawa, Henry, Caleb, and Noelle and their families from Houston, Texas, Tad and Asa and their family from Oakton, Virginia, Ara, Vaughn, Kit, and Liv and their family from Whitehorse, Yukon, Marley Jean and Cruz Orion and their family, Fian and his moms Margaret and Emily from Medford, Massachusetts, and Quincy Roland Bass and their family. Thank you so much, Quincy, Emily, Margaret, Fian, Cruz Orion, Marley Jean, Liv, Kit, Vaughn, Aura, Asa, Tad, Noel, Caleb, Henry, and Max. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also head over to patreon.com/stories and make a monthly donation. For just $1 a month, you can listen to all of our new episodes and our entire back catalog ad-free. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Kids are individuals, so why would we buy them the same clothes as everyone else? Help your child look their best, express their style, and stand taller with Stitch Fix Kids. Stitch Fix, the online personal styling service, now delivers children's clothes, shoes, and accessories directly to your door. First, you take a style profile quiz, provide details about your preferences for style and fit, and then an expert personal stylist will send a hand-picked box of items based on what you said. My second box is coming this week, and I can't wait to see what's inside! Stitch Fix Kids has every style you want in sizes 2T to 14, from preppy to boho to classic, so every kid can find their own style. No subscription is required. You can choose between automatic shipments or getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Discover new styles and find unique pieces with Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/kids/stories to try Stitch Fix with no styling fee and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/kids/stories. stitchfix.com/kids/stories.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King.
His bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King.
Because he bites like a shark.
Dog King.
You know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King.
He won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today we find Dog King, king of the dogs, sitting on his throne, gazing out at his kingdom. Normally, it's a wild place, with all shapes and sizes of dogs getting into all shapes and sizes of trouble. Today, though, it was different. Today, they were preparing for war.
All right, troops.
Dog King said when they had all gathered in the alley that evening. The Shaggy King had placed his crown atop an old bike helmet, and he wore both with the bearing of a general.
Tonight is the night of the Big Bang Booms, what the humans call fireborks, the weapon of the mighty giant, the Borf of Uli.
Most of the dogs nodded gravely. They were ready for the bark fight of their lives. Some tucked their tails down and whimpered, afraid but willing to help. Others, while others were starting to crumble like wet kibble.
Ah! It's the end of the world!
Cried Pickles, the especially nervous Chihuahua and Dog King's royal assistant.
Fire and ruin! Crackles and thunder! Ah, the Big Bang booms! The Barf! A giant from the Kingdom of Yulai! Ah! Dog King! What will we do?
The little dog worked himself up and started to shake, his dollhouse home rattling around him.
Cranberry, would you mind?
Dog King said. Cranberry the cat smiled and hopped nimbly through one of the house's plastic windows. She was the only one small enough to fit inside, and she could usually calm the shaky pup.
Easy there, buddy, she said, wrapping her soft paws around him. You're the best fighter I know. Remember your great-aunt Norman? The big bad giant won't get anywhere near you. It wouldn't dare. You're too tough, and you'll keep me safe, right?
Right, of course, said Pickles,
doing his best to hide his shaking.
One swipe of my paw and he'd be crushed! Ah, don't even worry!
Cranberry winked at Dog King, and the shaggy mutt winked back, and then turned to the crowd.
Now listen, I've heard the humans talking, and they said the Borf is going to be bigger than ever this year, so I need you all to be ready tonight. It's going to be busy, it's going to be bright, but mostly, it's going to be loud. Louder than 1,000 vacuums. I know this won't be easy, but if we want to scare the Borf away from our kingdom, we've got to be even louder. We have to be brave, and we have to use our dog borks and out-bork the fire borks.
Just let me at him,
Rambo growled, and others barked in agreement. Rambo hadn't been able to find a helmet, but he wore an old fried chicken bucket on his head. Every so often, he'd pause and lick the grease running down his eyebrows.
I'll swallow him whole like a giant chicken nugget!
Dog King nodded at the pit bull, his tail wagging.
Good. If you're not afraid, keep your friends safe. Don't let the fireworks scare them into running into the road or into the humans. We don't want any accidents, and we don't want anyone getting grabbed by the dog catcher.
Just mentioning that name caused the dogs to howl and growl and grr.
There's no shame in retreating to our bork shelter,
Dog King said. He motioned to the old basement under the store at the end of the alley. It was too dirty and low for the humans to ever think about, but it was perfect for dogs.
It's been well stocked with snacks and blankets, thanks to Annie and Broadwin.
Annie, the puffy red-furred chow, wagged her tail, her pink bow bobbing. Broadwin beamed.
Anytime, sugar, she said.
Dog King started to speak again and was cut short by a distant thunder. It was still far off, but they could feel the ground tremble under their paws. Pickles burst from his little plastic dollhouse and fainted dramatically onto Broadwin the St. Bernard's wide back.
Sweet Georgia Brown! It's the Barf of Yulai!
You just relax, sugar, Broadwin said. You're gonna fry your own bacon thinking like that.
She tried to sway her broad back to rock some calm into Pickles.
Oh! Earthquakes too! Oh, we're doomed! Doomed like toys before the vacuum cleaner! Doomed like leftovers scraped into the trash! Oh, Dog King! My leash! What chance do we have? Ah!
Don't be such a baby, said other Rex. You're all being babies, little baby puppies crying about some loud noises.
He held up his big boxer head and sniffed at them.
Whine, 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 tail between your legs, piddle on the rug. You want to be a big brave dog like me? You gotta be strong. You gotta be slick, and you gotta be...
A great echoing bang split the air.
Save me!
Other Rex finished, leaping onto Broadwin's back next to Pickles.
Oof, you're one big sack of flour, honey, she said. Jump on down now before you bruise my biscuits.
Other Rex wasn't the only one who panicked, though. All over the alley, dogs were shaking and running and tumbling over one another like the worst, hairiest circus you'd ever seen.
Hold on,
cried Dog King, his voice cutting over the commotion.
We trained for this, Everyone, to your positions.
The Royal Guards, a trio of shaggy German shepherds, leapt into action and everyone followed. They had spent the week preparing their fortifications, which mainly consisted of trash, spread hither and yon about the alley. Rambo leapt atop a discarded dumpster. Annie and a mutt named Fred huddled together behind an old shopping cart. Dalmatians darted to doors, Labradors leapt into leaves, and Pekingese perched on precarious pallets. Great Danes dug and corgis crawled, and Dog King himself took the spot on the front lines. He stood next to Rambo, tall and regal atop an abandoned shipping crate that still smelled faintly of shrimp wontons. Dog King's crown was crooked on his helmet, but his helmet was crooked on his head, so it all sort of balanced out in the end. The sun dipped below the horizon. For a minute, there was nothing but the warm hum of summer. Dogs panted, cicadas buzzed, and somewhere in the distance, a long, low whistle rose into the air.
"So it begins,"
Dog King whispered to himself. The whistle sound exploded into a riot of light and noise. The dogs winced, tails tucked, but they stayed in their places. Dog King nodded to Rambo.
"It's time!"
Rambo stood tall on the dumpster and raised his head defiantly to the sky, his fried chicken bucket helmet tilted back dramatically.
"Dogs!" he bellowed. "Give 'em your barks!"
They started barking, howling, yipping. Even Cranberry gave her loudest meow. The alley was full of noise, so thick you could have chewed it off an old boot. In the distance, another firebork sounded, then another, but the dogs held strong.
"Oh, it's working!"
squeaked Pickles from Broadwin's back. There came another whistler. It was much louder, much closer. Dog King could see the shaky line of smoke it left behind as it drove into the sky. Rambo saw it, too.
"Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs,"
he said, and then the sky broke open. Fireborks! Fireborks directly ahead, so loud they split the air like an old wishbone. Pickles began to shake and fell over, and he wasn't the only one. Dogs tumbled, dogs tried to bolt, and dogs helped other dogs as the explosions pounded their ears and the drifting smoke stung their sensitive noses. They ran wildly, the very ground quaking beneath their feet. It was fire and ruin. It was crackles and thunder. It was the big bang boom that meant only one thing. The Borf of July had arrived. Half the dogs gave up immediately. The fireborks were too much. Broadwin, shaky but brave, held open the door of the bork shelter, ushering them inside before they could panic and scatter.
"Come on now, crawl babies, hurry it up and put some sweet in that tea."
The dogs that stayed outside barked and howled and just made as much noise as they could. The Borf wouldn't take over their town, not while they were there to bork about it.
"Dog King!"
came the panting voice of a doodle named Luke.
"We can't even be heard over these gnarly fire borks. Dude, we need to fall back to the bork shelter."
Dog King surveyed the battlefield. Luke was right. Most of the dogs had already retreated to the shelter, and only a few remained to pit their borks against the giants. It was a useless effort, like peeing on the rain.
"All right, to the shelter,"
said Dog King. He had to holler to make himself heard over the endless booms and blasts from the sky.
"This way! Come on!"
He ran to the shelter and took over the heavy bulkhead door, sending Broadwin inside with the rest. As king, he'd make sure he was the last to enter.
"Come on, troops! Move those fluffy butts!"
He grabbed Luke by the scruff as the doodle went inside.
"Is that everyone?" "Everyone but Rambo, man. He wouldn't go. Dude is wild." "You get inside. I'll get him,"
Dog King said, and he bounded out onto the battlefield. The booms were right overhead now, and the air twinkled like hubcaps spinning in the sun.
"Rambo? Rambo, come on!"
"Go, go!"
ruffed Rambo, standing tall on the outer wall of trash.
"I'll hold him off."
He turned and barked again, loud and deep.
Come on! You think you're so loud? I'll wrestle you into a garlic knot! I'll bark you down under the table! I'll bite your butt so bad your grandkids won't be able to sit down!
He continued furiously, the booms and bright flashes of light drawing closer and closer. Finally, Dog King had to grab him by the scruff of the neck and drag him back towards the shelter. His fried chicken bucket helmet fell off and rolled away, and still he kept on barking.
Come on! You think I'm afraid? I'm not afraid! I'm Rambo, and I'm your worst nightmare, pal! If you have eyes, you better sleep with them open, you hear me?
With a final, mighty heave, Dog King and Rambo sprawled inside and onto the floor of the Bork shelter. Broadwin shut the door behind them and muffled the worst of the fire Borks. It wasn't so painfully loud, but each boom made the dogs wince and cringe and whine.
Everyone accounted for?
You and Rambo were the last, Annie replied. We're good.
And the supplies?
Take a look for yourself. Dog King nodded and patted around the room. They had filled the Bork shelter with everything they could think of to keep the dogs calm. There was a dumpster's worth of snacks, courtesy of Broadwin, and a group was munching anxiously. They claimed risk made everything taste better, like drinking out of the toilet bowl. Other dogs were cuddling their stuffies or chewing on their squeakies. Dog King saw bunnies and horsies and piggies and a whole farm's worth of others, all drenched in drool. The dogs who were worst off were hiding under blankets, unable to do more than shake and whine. Dog King talked to them all, offering advice here and giving some peanut butter a lick there. The booms continued, and dust shook down from the cobwebbed rafters overhead. After making the rounds, Dog King settled by the entrance, where Annie and Rambo looked on as Broadwin and Cranberry humored a trembling Pickles.
Oh, Dog King!
Pickles said. He was in a discarded pink wicker bike basket. His favorite stuffed ducky was nestled in close.
Come sit with us! I was just telling Cranberry how bravely I guarded the door! Did you see how brave I was?
Good job, Pickles, said Dog King.
I don't know, said Rambo. It looked like Broadwin was doing the work and you were hiding on her back.
Oh, I never! Broadwin was merely my instrument! She was the body, but I was the brains, and the heart, and the liver, and the giblets, and the wings, and those little burnt ends of the roast, the juicy ones with all the fat. Oh, sweet Georgia Brown, what was I saying?
You were very brave, Pickles,
Cranberry said. The Chihuahua beamed at the cat, his trembling easing a little. They all sat quietly for a moment until the sound of the bang booms overhead was too much to bear. Hey, Dog King, Annie said. Why do you go through all this trouble for us? Not that I don't appreciate it, but... She trailed off. You're always so good to us, Sugar, said Broadwin. But you're extra good whenever the both of you lie comes around.
Yeah, agreed Rambo. All these dogs. Without you putting this together, they'd be running wild in the streets. I know I would be. Oh, man, I'd be running so wild. I'd be out there just barking until my borker couldn't bark no more. Then I'd find the borf and get right up on him with my chompers and just...
Easy there, pumpkin, said Broadwin. An especially loud fire bork shook the building. Some dogs were so scared they yelped. Others were so scared they peed. Just a little, and please don't tell anyone, thank you very much. He's right, though, said Annie. Without this, there'd be a lot of dogs in trouble tonight. Dog King's tongue lolled out, his tail wagging.
Thanks, Annie, he said. Truth is, the borf took one of my friends.
He said it quietly, but at this point, all the dogs were listening in. The entire Bork shelter grew so quiet, you could hear the drool drops plinking to the floor between booms. Annie started. Would you tell us the story? Dog King started to say no, but the borf was closer now, and a sudden volley of fire borks exploded overhead, their thunder echoing down through the shelter. The dogs whined and dug, and Dog King could see they were bordering on panic. He had to do something to calm them down, something to keep them distracted. He looked at Pickles. The little chihuahua nodded once, encouraging.
It's not a happy story,
Dog King said finally.
I was out with a friend, my oldest one, the one I grew up with. We went together like dirt and tennis balls, like peanut butter and bones, like a hot garbage can half open and a stinking sweet summer day. He was always nervous, though, and when the Borf of Uli came, he couldn't take it. The sound hit, all those big bang booms, and he took off. He went running all through the streets in a panic. I went after him, but I was too far behind. He ran right into a group of alley cats. The fire borks had them mad enough to scratch, and when my friend wandered in...
Did they eat him? Asked Rambo.
No. They tried, but he slipped away. He was always a slippery one. They chased him, though, and to lose them, he darted into traffic. The humans were speeding, barely paying attention.
Oh, no! Cried Broadwin. Did he get hit?
No, not at all hit, not at all. Lucky for him, a human saw at the last second and slammed on the brakes. It caused a 30-car fender bender, but no one got hurt. The fireworks kept coming, though, so he just kept running. The noise was terrible, so loud that I don't think he noticed the cats or the cars.
Dog King looked down, ears low.
He definitely noticed the dog catcher, though. He was running blind across a field. I had almost caught up with him when the animal control van pulled up. The dog catcher jumped out and snatched him before I could so much as warm up my Borker. He loaded him into the truck, and I knew I'd never see my best friend again. I was just...
He stopped and shook, like he was trying to shake off water that wasn't there.
To lose him like that, I don't want anyone to ever feel like I felt. And as bad as it was for me, I know it was even worse for him.
I'm so sorry, Dog King, Annie said. To lose your friend forever like that.
Oh, I didn't lose him forever, Dog King said. The little nutjob bit the dog catcher right on the hand. I never heard a human yell so loud. I think he lost a pinky.
That's terrible, Annie laughed.
Terrible, Pickles said suddenly. Oh, well, maybe that dog catcher shouldn't have put his dirty mitts on me. Who does he think he is? I'm not a stray. I'm a free dog, living off the land and doing what I please. Oh, so I got a little panicked. That doesn't mean some stranger gets to take liberties. No, sir, not with this dog, not in this kingdom.
Wait, said Annie. Your best friend was Pickles?
Was and still is, thank you very much. So don't you go getting any ideas.
So wait, Pickles almost got eaten by cats and taken by the dog catcher? Asked Annie. No wonder he's always so nervous. Dog King laughed so hard he howled.
You'd think so, but he's always been this way.
Hear that, Puffball? I've always been this way. I'm just like this. I can't help that I'm small and you're all giants. I'm the junior Miss Petite in a world of extra larges. I'm doing my best, and it's not my fault I get the shakes. Oh!
They started shouting back and forth, others joining in, until it sounded like a whole tornado full of fireworks.
Hey, everyone, be quiet, shouted Rambo. Just chill and cork your bork holes for a minute.
They all stopped at once, looking over at Rambo with cocked heads.
Do you hear that? He said.
The pit bull didn't have much of a tail, but his butt was wagging like crazy.
Just listen!
I don't hear anything, said Cranberry.
Exactly,
Rambo said, practically bouncing now.
The fireworks are gone! We must have scared away the Borf! We did it!
Cheers rang out so loud they shook the house all over again. There were barks and howls and yips of joy, and one spaniel wagged her tail so fast she took off like a helicopter, and a beefy bulldog named Dexter had to pull her back down. While everyone celebrated, Annie padded over to Dog King. You knew that story would distract us, didn't you? She asked. And you told it even though it made you sad.
Anything for my friends, he said with a smile. It's what you all needed to hear.
You're a good king, and a good dog, Dog King, she said.
A king is only as good as his subjects, and when your subjects are the finest bunch of dogs ever to lift their legs on God's green earth, well, being a king is easy.
They walked to the door and helped Rambo wrestle it open. Outside was the cool promise of a beautiful summer night, a reward for the victors. The Borf, that terrible giant of Ulai, had been defeated, and it was time to celebrate. Cheering, wriggling, laughing, the dogs poured into the alley. Dog King, as always, leading the way.
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king, so now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King.
His bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King.
Because he bites like a shark.
Dog King.
You know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King.
He won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king, so now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today's story, Dog King and the Borf of Ulai, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.